Malachim Beis Perek Dalet Pasuk Hei Vatelech Meito. So the woman left him as he had told her Lechi Vatiskar Hadeles Ba'adova Adboneha, and she closed the door behind her and behind her sons. Notice what the pasuk does not say was she borrowed as many kelim as she could from her neighbors. So there's an implication here by that clause being missing from this pasuk that she went short on the kelim rather than to borrow as many as she could. Was she skeptical of the nace? Was she embarrassed to explain? Was she hurrying because she was so desperate to get her children freed that she was so pushed by urgency that she couldn't do it longer? But the implication is very clear from the psukim that if she had taken a little more time now in the preparation stage, had she collected more kalim, the nace would have been greater in scope. That shows us, like the old Hasidic stories of the Rebbe telling the guy to buy the winning lottery ticket, but the first chance he gets to sell it above face value, he says, yes, the nace depends on the faith that you have in the nace. And if the beneficiary doesn't do their part to ready themselves, to prepare themselves, then by their own deed, they may have minimized the nace that could have been that much greater. So her flaw, as it were, between Vatelech Me'ito, Vatiskar Hadeles, is it doesn't say that she borrowed as many kelim as were humanly possible. Perhaps she could have. Perhaps she could have found a way. But she didn't. It's still going to help. She is not going to be left bereft. But it's a Musar Haskil to all of us. How far in, what are the Kutzker's Vart? That Hashem will know us only insofar as we let him in. Hashem will fill up all the space we leave for him. And if we don't leave enough space, we have limited how much of Hashem we can get to share in. Not Hashem has limited, but we have through our own lack of foresight and maybe lack of emunah. And this woman is completely understandable in every way. It's impossible to blame this poor widow who cried out 265 times. It's tremendous. So she closed the door. And so they brought vessels to him, and she was pouring. So another Musar. She was pouring. She was the tool of the miracle. As long as she was pouring, the miracle was happening. You have to pitch in. And it was when all of the vessels were filled. Vatomer el bina hagisha elai od keli. And she said to her son, bring close to me another keli. But because of her own lack of foresight, vayomer elai ein od keli. He said to her, there isn't another container. All the containers are full. Now some, based on the Medrash, the man Lois brings down, when the containers were full, she said, bring me pieces of broken containers. If Hashem can fill what is empty, he can mend what is broken, and the broken pieces join together to become whole containers. So maybe rather than my skeptical point I was making before that she didn't do enough, maybe this is a way of showing she did even more. She found a way to even make whole containers out of broken ones. But sooner or later, there were no empty containers left. Vayamod Hashamen. And just as Elisha had said, the oil ceased. The oil stood. The oil stopped. That's another point. Brachos flow. When you stop moving, when you stop growing, when you stop pouring, that's the cessation. That's the end. That's the stoppage. We should be careful not to be la'amod. We've said many times in Nach the idea, you don't say lech bishalom, go in peace. You say lech lishalom, go towards peace. Because you should always be journeying further and further. So lots of life lessons in here. And the final pasuk in this first miracle, Zayin vatovo vatageid le'ishu elokim. And so she came She went and she told the man of God. Vayomer l'chi michri es hashema. And he said to her, go and sell the oil. V'shalmi es nishyech. And pay your creditors, your noshe. Pay King Yehoram off so that he can't take your children as slaves. Again, a difference between this and the story of Tsarfas with Eliyahu. With Eliyahu, the nace ended when he left the house. In her case, there's still what she can do. Now, she can afford to keep the oil and maybe sell it little by little. The problem being, if you sell a massive quantity of oil on the marketplace at the same time, usually the price of oil goes down relative to the supply. Basic capitalism. As supply goes up, demand goes down, prices fall lower. Happens with gas all the time, the ultimate in capitalism. But this woman needed the money right away to pay everybody back. Not only that, Yehoram, who himself is obviously very interested in money, won't accept oil as payment. So she has plenty of oil, but her problems aren't over. So according to some of the Mefarshim, that's why she goes to Eliyahu now, Elisha, I'm sorry, and says, what should I do now? So Elisha said, don't worry, you won't have deflated prices. Sell it and don't worry. And so a second part of the nace is the fact that the price remained stable and she was able to sell all the oil immediately for what she needed for her family. Ve'at uvonayich tichyi banosar. And Elisha told her, you and your sons will live on the remainder. So she made so much money that their debts were paid in full, and they lived, according to some of the Mefarshim, for the rest of their lives on the remainder of the oil that had so miraculously been provided. So for Ovadia, it was too late, but for Ovadia's family, they were looked after. And all worked out properly, as much as possible for the people involved. So sometimes you get a payday once in a lifetime that can work for generations. And in this case, it was Yaspik LaParnasasa, says the Malbim. It was enough for all of their Parnasa, Ad She Yichyu HaMeisim. In the name of Chachmenu Zichrono Livracha, the Malbim says, she could even live for eternity on the money that was brought in by that oil.